Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Earmarked for 2024, the European Extremely Large Telescope will be the biggest telescope, predictably, in the world. The primary mirror is 39 metres across and capable of collecting as much light at once as all the other telescopes that mankind has ever built put together. The University of Oxford has been awarded the contract to build the telescope's new spectrograph, an instrument called Harmony. Conny Orbach spoke to Harmony's principal investigator, Niranjan Tate, to find out what it will do.
So what a spectrograph does is it allows us to analyse the light that is collected by the telescope by splitting it into different colours. So what Harmony would do is it would measure 4,000 different colours all at once. Every element emits or absorbs light of a specific colour. And so by looking at the signature of the light, say from a distant galaxy, we could tell how much of a given element, be it carbon or nitrogen or oxygen or calcium, is present in the stars or gas that is doing the emission or absorption in that galaxy. By measuring the amount of these trace elements, it gives us a clue as to what the formation history of a distant galaxy might be.
I see. So this spectrometer, this instrument that you use with the Extremely Large Telescope, can give you many more details than just being able to visualise something.
Exactly, yes.
Where's this going to happen?
It's going to be located on a mountaintop in Chile, in the northern Andes, in the Atacama Desert. And we like these places because they are high and dry. So high means we are above most of the Earth's atmosphere, so the turbulent bit, so it allows us to get better images. And dry helps us because it means that we can keep observing every night all around the year because it rains very infrequently in the deserts in Chile. So at the moment, there's already an observatory there called the Very Large Telescope, also run by the European Southern Observatory.
So if you make an even bigger one, will it have to be the Very Extremely Large Telescope?
Well, there was a concept for a 100-metre telescope which was called Overwhelmingly Large, so it was called OWL, but that never came to being because it was deemed to be too large both for the budget and for the technology.
What a shame. So talking about budget, how much is this going to cost?
Well, the instrument, the kit, so the bits of optics, mechanics, cryostats, detectors, etc., that will go into making Harmony cost about 19 million euros or about 14 million pounds. And then on top of that, there's effort from a large number of people. So over the lifetime of the project, there's about more than 400 staff years worth of effort from all our international partners as well as from the UK. So we have a consortium of 6 institutes, 2 from the UK, 2 from France and 2 from Spain that together are building the Harmony instrument. The net worth, if you were to include all of the staff effort as well, would be in about the 45 to 50 million pound range.
Wow, that's a lot of pounds. So how long are you expecting it to take? When will we be able to use it?
So first light is currently in 2024, so we have another 9 years to design and build this instrument.
Why do you think we should be doing this? It's costing so much. Surely there's things that we could do to explore problems we have here on Earth.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, mankind has always sort of wondered as to what our place is in the cosmos and how the universe came into being. And those are the kinds of questions that astrophysics tries to answer. There are also spin-offs. When building very large telescopes and devising fancy schemes to cancel the turbulence of the Earth's atmosphere, we do build a lot of high tech. And that, of course, goes back then to the industry in making them more capable of designing the next iPhone or the next internet.
And of course, I guess because Oxford has got this contract, a lot of this money will be coming back into the UK.
That is indeed correct, yes. And it's not prescribed per se. at the contract signature point, but yes, we will be going to companies in the UK and across Europe to build the various bits and pieces that will form harmony in the end.
Niranjan Tate from the University of Oxford.